This is where Canucks conversation lives.
With our first selection, we select from Tamra Elias Peterson.
For fans, by fans.
Quinn Hughes, Jake Virtanen.
That speed, that power, those hands.
The SCT Podcast, brought to you by Four Seasons Disposal. Here are your hosts, Tanvir Rana and Nam Man.
What is up? It is Roger Shergill, Ryan Lee Hall, once again, producers behind the mic, another episode of Where Were You When? Ryan, 2011, April 26th, Vancouver Canucks versus Chicago Blackhawks. That is game number 7. Probably one of the most pivotal games in Canucks history, would you say?
The pivotal game in Canucks history. They lost that game.
Oh, man.
Shit's done. They were blowing it up right then and there.
Right then and there.
Everyone was going to lose their job.
Yes. Everyone, including probably Roberto Luongo, is no longer a Canuck.
Luongo out, Kessler's gone, Burrow's gone, coaching staff, management. Twins?
No, not the Twins.
Not the Twins. Bieksa, Ham Hughes?
8 years. 8 years ago today, Alexander Burrows scores that goal.
Slays the dragon.
Campoli trying to clear. Burrows steals. And that fucking place just went crazy. The roof exploded. Like, so the series, of course, called Where Were You When? Talk to me about where you were when Alex Burrows scores that goal against Chicago Blackhawks 8 years ago today.
I was shitting a brick on my couch.
Yes, me too.
I was sweating like crazy. I remember that.
Correct.
Oh, fuck.
My palms were sweaty. Knees weak.
Arms were heavy.
I was nervous.
Was there vomit on your shirt?
No. There probably would have been if they lost. Here's what... See, yeah, like, so you watched the entire game, obviously.
No, I just tuned in for, you know, overtime.
Yeah. I did.
You just tuned in for the overtime?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Almost serious. But not really. Here's what happened.
Do tell.
I have a ball hockey game that day. It is game 7 of the Canucks and Blackhawks, and I have a ball hockey game. What do I do? Luckily, ball hockey game bleeds into the Canucks game a little bit. So I probably come back, I think, with about 5 minutes left in the first period. However, damage was already done. Canucks scored very early on. Kessler sent it to Burrows. Canucks are up 1-0 in the first, like, 1 minute. So I missed that goal, and there's no Twitter, there's no apps. So I come home and, like, you know, you're blind to what the score is. And then, especially, I don't know if it was a commercial or not, but I just remember seeing the 1-0 score come back and, like, oh, it's a sigh of relief, right? Holy crap. So, again, missed probably the first 15 or so minutes of the game. Then I obviously watched the rest of it. Pretty tight checking game. The Canucks were down 3-0 in that series. Sorry, they were up 3-0 in that series. Chicago comes back to tie it. And you don't know if... Like, you have this belief in your team that they should win this because they're the best team in hockey. And the Blackhawks that year were definitely not the same Blackhawks of last year that went on to win the Stanley Cup. They had lost a lot of pieces, including Antti Niemi. Dustin Byfuglien wasn't there anymore. And so... If you have this belief as a Canucks fan that, like, they're going to do it because they're just a better team. But then, like, what if, right? What if Chicago ties it? What if Chicago scored the first goal? And, it was great that Kessler or Burrows scored the first goal. But, man, when that third period happens and the clock's winding down, 10 minutes to go. Come on. Only more 10 more minutes. Power through. 5 minutes to go. Come on. Power through. Burrows has the chance to put it away via penalty shot. Misses. And, like, I'm sitting on my couch. I'm somewhat confident. But then on the PK, it was a PK, right? It was a Canucks power play, was it not? Canucks power play, And Chicago comes back the other way to score.
Yes, it was shorthanded. Jonathan?
Taves.
Yep.
Comes back, shorthanded goal for the Hawks to tie it up. My heart is like, it's in my stomach. It's gone. I probably fell, you know, I was on my knees, fucking hands on my head. I had no idea what the hell was going to happen. And if this team had really just possibly gotten reversed, sweeped.
You have to remember, the Chicago Blackhawks had all the momentum coming into that Game 7. Down 3-0 in a series.
Yeah.
Came back to tie it in overtime, Game 6, Ben Smith.
Sure, but would you say all that momentum is gone in the first 30 seconds when Kessler speeds it to Burrows?
No.
Why?
I don't think so. All the pressure was on Vancouver. You're the better team. You're the President's Trophy winners. You're supposed to go to a final.
You're at home.
You're at home. You had a 3-0 series lead. The Blackhawks are in your head because you lost to them the previous 2 years. Bwongo, Kane.
Still one of the best sellies, eh, though? The heart, the fist. It's a heartbreaker. Get it? Literally.
Shut up. That fucking backhander.
Oh, ah! That was a hat trick goal.
Yes.
It was a hat trick goal.
In Chicago.
Global News, by the way. Did you see that? It's on YouTube.
Yeah, where they played Chelsea they Dagger.
Played Chelsea Dagger, yeah. That's some good journalism.
It's the best journalism.
But anyway, so where were you? You were at home, obviously, watching that whole game? Or like tell me your experience.
Pretty sure that's a theme, I think, of the series. I was at home for almost every single game.
Yeah. You were in grade 12.
I was.
Yeah.
I was. A long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I was in grade 8, and it's like them, they, as soon as Chicago scores, for that overtime period, like for the whole game, I'm sitting, obviously, and for the overtime, I'm on my couch, but I'm like sort of sitting up, you know what I mean? Like, my ass isn't on the couch, it's my feet that are on the couch, and I'm just sort of holding like the sides of the couch, like, you know, balancing, trying to like I can't be sitting. It's like either I'm like just on the couch moving back and forth, or I'm like getting up, walking around, you know, I can't sit. That's probably the most nervous I've ever been. And obviously Boston as well, but Boston's different because it's over the 60-minute game, right? Whereas this is like one shot and it's done. And Chicago almost had that opportunity. Patrick Sharp.
What a save.
What a fucking save. Underrated save.
You saw that play happen in slow motion.
Slow motion.
You could see it happen.
Slow motion. He is wide open.
See Luongo come across.
Oh, man. Wide open, dude. Like, I don't know who it was on. I don't know who the Canucks defenseman was that dove. There's somebody on the corner. So the puck is in on the right side. It's on Luongo's left. Luongo's left on our right, the broadcast right, and it's sort of behind the goal line. A Canucks defenseman dives. I think it might have been Bieksa, or maybe it was Ham Hughes, right? And the pass, and you see Patrick Sharp, who is just completely wide open. Could you imagine if that's like Ovechkin or Stamkos or like the Canucks now? Like, you would love for Brock Besser to be in that spot.
Or if he was even Patrick Kane.
Yeah, right? Well, left-handed shot. You know, like, could you just imagine if somebody were to one-time it? And fucking, like, it was Patrick Sharp. Not to say he's not a bad shooter, but, like, he's not Ovechkin. But he rips it. He got all of it. And, oh my God. Luongo comes across. Most underrated save, I would say. Because nobody talks about it. You have Kirk McLean's the save. Luongo's got so many of those moments, but that's the one that nobody seems to talk about.
Which is the one they seem to talk about? 2010 versus LA, Ryan Smith? I don't think they talk about any of Luongo's playoff saves.
Okay, what would you say Luongo's best save is?
Actually, the only one they talk about, it was against Chicago. Remember?
Ben Eager.
Yeah, the Ben Eager one.
That's my favorite save.
Mine's 2010 LA, Ryan Smith.
Okay, yeah, that one. Yeah, that one.
But that's the only one they ever seem to talk about when... They lost that series anyway.
Yeah, I don't know why you would.
This one saved it,
yeah.
And well, they were on the penalty kill.
Because this one, yes, they were.
Burrows took the penalty.
Took the fucking penalty.
From goat to hero.
Dude, holy shit. So let's explain this, okay? So for the first minute or so, they score the goal. Alex Burrows, Ryan Kesler makes a sick pass. Burrows scores it, has a sick celly, right? 1-0 Vancouver. Then what happens? He gets a penalty shot first. Was he brought down on a breakaway? Or was there it was a weird call, wasn't it? Wasn't it like a glove in the crease or something? Or was it a breakaway?
No, he got brought down.
He got brought down?
He got brought down.
Okay. I don't remember that. He got brought down. He gets a penalty shot. So this is to make it 2-0 now, right? He would make it 2-0. This is an overtime, is it not? No. What am I saying? Yeah, okay. So this is to make it 2-0. It's not an overtime. This is to make it 2-0. The Canucks could, in theory, be up 2-0 in the third period, I think with less than 10 minutes to go. Maybe even less than 5. He misses, and this remains a one-goal game. And that's when... they score to tie it up. And then in overtime, he takes a penalty.
Correct.
Holy crap.
Correct.
I would hate it to be have Burrows in that 2-minute penalty slot while he's in the box. Oh my God, could you imagine?
Dude, that whole game, I sat on the couch in the exact same spot. I didn't move.
Yeah.
No, like I seriously didn't move. But that was my thing. I would only move in between whistles. Like I was basically frozen on the couch.
Sure. So they score the goal. What's your reaction?
You're just deflated. Because you think, oh shit.
No, did you scream or what?
Who are you talking about?
The Burrows goal.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Taves goal.
Oh, that, yeah. I was on my knees.
You deflated at that point.
Hand on my head.
The Burrows goal, you basically saw that one coming too.
Yes, because of...
Because Chris Campoli couldn't clear the puck.
And he gloved it down. It was just like such a... Even you talk about the Patrick Sharp one being in slow motion. This one was almost in slow motion. It's like he grabs the puck, puts it forward, and you're up out of your seat. Like at least I was. All the fans in the building were. Like they stand up, they see this coming, and then it finally happens.
He's in the slot. He's all alone.
And he just whips it. Like not.
But would he have done that if the puck wasn't rolling?
Yeah.
Would he have deked?
If the puck wasn't rolling?
Yeah.
No, probably would have deked. Yeah, I don't know. He had a straight line to the net, but he never had a whole lot of time. Right? Like Chris Campoli, he turned it over, but Campoli was right there. If he tried going more forward, Campoli probably finds a way to angle him off, and he probably gets like a lighter wrist shot off. Right? Like the fact that Campoli was right there and there was another defenseman too, he was able to shoot that puck like right away. He needed to shoot that right away. More than the fact that it was rolling, there was too many players in that area. That even if he waits like another second and a half, he just has a much worse angle and he would just get a bad shot off, maybe not even get a shot off.
That's why they say you don't think, right?
No, yeah, don't think.
You don't think, you shoot.
That was crazy. He scores that goal and I jump out of my seat and I scream. Yeah, like I'm just running around my house, dude. Running around my house screaming. My mom's like, what the hell is wrong with you? She's a fan too. Like she watched that and she was happy, but she was like, "Dude, chill out."
Yeah, I don't think I ran around. But I definitely that's probably the only goal I've ever proper celebrated.
Yes,
was Burrows game 7.
Probably like every other time, like yes, good job, right? But that was like, yeah, like I was screaming in the top of my lungs, couldn't stop screaming. I like all of a sudden, as soon as that happened, like within probably 5 minutes, I hear honking down my street. All the Canucks fans are going to Scott Road.
It was just because the history.
Yeah, it was.
2 years in a row.
It was definitely one of the most premier Canucks moments in history. And we always talk about these sort of moments, right? Like you think about the save. You think about Greg Adams and all that. We lived through this one. And it definitely is like one of the best in history ever. Like Alex Burrows. And the goal leading up to the goal, the penalty shot, Luongo save. Burrows' first goal. It was all the fact that even the Chicago came back. Like it made it just so picture perfect.
This was definitely, I think, our generation's moment.
It is.
94, we don't remember.
We don't remember.
You weren't even born.
I wasn't born.
I was less than a year.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, even with that, like, sure, I don't want to be biased. People that were born in 94 and who really adore that run are going to think differently, but, like...
Well, I mean, people that were born in 94 don't remember either.
Well, people who are alive during that run, right? But, I mean, like, I think that is going to be such a... Like, it's one of the best moments in Canucks history, hands down. Probably the best, I must say. Although... That was the biggest goal in terms of, like, you know, letting loose as a Canucks fan, finally being able to feel good about moving on to the second round. However, Alex Burrows' game 2 goal versus Boston, I think that was a bigger goal for me, just because I think that was the one for me where it's like...
They're going to do it.
They're up 2-0.
Mm. Fuck. We got to stop talking about this shit, man.
Yeah, it's probably Jeez. Does worse. Probably does us worse than actually, you know... I don't know.
The summer of 2011. Yeah. The spring of 2011.
Where were you when? This is a series that we're continuing throughout the summer. Roger Sherrill, Ryan Lehal will bring you this as often as we could. 2 episodes now in the books, both of them about 2011, but we assure you there will be much more than just heartbreaking moments. Thanks for listening. We'll chat next time.